Greetings and welcome back to another edition of the 5-Minute Audio Dvar Torah. This week is Parshat Emor, and we are going to look carefully at the Parshat HaMoadim, the opening psukim of the portion that discusses the Jewish holidays of the year. This begins with Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23, and suggests and opens as follows: Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and then it says, Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yamarta lehem moadei Hashem asher tikru otam mikrei kodesh elahem moadai. Translation in English. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the appointed seasons of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, whatever that means, even these are my appointed seasons. Especially, this is referring to the Yomim Tovim. This should be speaking about Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot. However, surprise, surprise, in the very next pasuk, the Torah then says something about a day of the year that would seem to be out of place, and it reads as follows: Sheishet yamim te'aseh malacha, uvayom ha-shivyi shabbat shabbaton mikra kodesh, kol malacha lo ta'asu, shabbat hi la'shem dechol moshevotechem. Wait a second. In the earlier pasuk that we just quoted, we were talking about the holidays, and now it seems that we shifted gear, and all of a sudden we're talking about Shabbos. We're talking about the 6 days of the week where you cannot do any, where you can do work, and on the seventh day when you cannot. Then the next pasuk says, "Eile moadei Hashem mikrai kodesh asher tirku otam b'moadam." These are the appointed seasons of Hashem, even holy convocations, whatever that means, which you shall proclaim in their appointed seasons. And only then, in the next pasuk, does it talk about b'chodesh harishon ba'arba'asar l'chodesh ben harbaim pesach l'Hashem. So in the fifth pasuk, after we've already talked about, we've given an introduction about holidays, then somehow we got lost and caught off track by talking about Shabbos. Then we give another introduction to holidays, and then we talk about Pesach. Why? It seems exceedingly confusing. Why is there this interruption and this distraction, if you will, of the Torah to speak about Shabbos in between when we already gave an introduction to the holidays? To explain this anomaly, I would like to suggest to you that The Gra, as was expounded by Rav Shalom Rosner, offers a most unbelievable explanation. He says, no, we're misinterpreting the third pasuk that I read to you, which seems to be about Shabbos, but really, if you will, it's a red herring. It's a misnomer. What exactly the Torah is suggesting is about the holidays. How so, you say? Well, if you think about it, Sheishet Yamim Te'aseh Melacha, we initially took on its face value that that's talking about the 6 days of the week. No, what it's really talking about is the 6 days of Yom Tov, because in Eretz Yisrael we know that you have the first day and last day of Sukkot, you have the first day and last day of Pesach, and you have the 1 day of Shavuot, and you have the 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, and those days are the Yamim Tovim. But wait a second, you're not allowed to do Melacha on the Yom Tovim, and it says Te'aseh Melacha. Ah, but what we're talking about here is the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbat. On Shabbat, you cannot cook, but on Yom Tov, you can do what's called Melechet Ochel Nefesh. So when it says, the Pasuk says, Sheishet Yamim Te'aseh Melacha, it is talking about the 6 days which differ from Shabbos on which you can do Melacha. Which Melacha? Melechet Ochel Nefesh. But then why does it say, Uvayom HaShvi Shabbat Shabbaton? That's talking about the other holiday. That's not talking about Shabbos per se. That's talking about Yom Kippur, which also is called Shabbat Shabbaton. And on that day, you cannot cook. Why can you cannot cook? Because you cannot eat. And therefore, it now all makes sense. We open up and we introduce the holidays, and we talk about the 6 days of the of Yom Tov on which we can do the Malacha of Ochel Nefesh, and on the seventh day, Yom Kippur, which is a Shabbat Shabbaton, Kol Malacha Lo Tasu, that is another day that you cannot do the malacha of cooking because you cannot eat. Then it flows again, Eile Moadei Hashem, these are the holidays of Hashem, and then it goes into specifically the days of Pesach, and then Sukkot, and then Shavuot. So with the explanation of the Gra, we can understand very well what is going on in these psukim, and it all seems to make sense. And with that, I wish everyone a very good Shabbos, and I likewise wish to offer and extend our congratulations and a hearty mazel tov to my student, Yoni, on the 1-year anniversary of his bar mitzvah.